thanks so much for joining me today, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Again, I want to give a tip of the hat to the whole crew, Alex Fallon and the team that put together the Saskatchewan 120th birthday celebration last night, Ramey Modern. It was a packed house and some great speeches. Just a great networking opportunity and really a good recognition of the incredible things that this province has done and accomplished. And we talked about some of the tough points, some of the darker parts of the history in our province, but ultimately getting us to where we are. And the speakers were outstanding. Bill Wazer, great historian. We've had him on the program before. Always good. Lieutenant Governor Bernadette McIntyre was awesome. Dr. Peter Stoichev, the president of the University of Saskatchewan, closed out the night, did a bit of a toast, a birthday toast. But really, you know, I think Dr. Stoichev did a good job of talking about how the education in our province and the University of Saskatchewan has been a big part of that, played into our history. And boy, speaking of universities, I mean, obviously this has been a big week welcoming back students. Now it's over. It's time to start celebrating, and sports is always a big part of that. The University of Saskatchewan Huskies hosting their homecoming game tonight at Griffith Stadium. It's a big one. UBC Thunderbirds are here. The team is trying, and the president talked about this last night, the team is trying to set a new home attendance record, more than 10,000 fans in the stands. That will be a rocking place to be. It starts up at 7 o'clock. That USASC alumni tent that they always have set up in the Co-op Family Rally Alley will open at 5. So that's right beside the stadium. Food, live music, a beer garden, all of that kind of stuff. I am very happy to have a couple of great guests on the program today to talk about the game. A couple of fellows that will be suited up for the game tonight. Taz Smith-Windsor is joining us, University of Saskatchewan Huskies football second-year defensive back. Taz, thanks for being here.
No worries. My pleasure.
Awesome, and great to have Jaden Engel, University of Saskatchewan Huskies fifth-year linebacker. Jaden, thanks for joining the program.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Evan. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about it, Jaden. Tonight, pretty big game, isn't it? So the home opener's always big, but this game, trying to pack 10,000 fans in the stands, how pumped up's the team?
Oh, I mean, not just the team, just the campus, the community. Homecoming's the best day of the year, so we're really excited. The boys are ready to go. Locker room's buzzing. Coach and staff has an unreal game plan for us, and we're ready to go to work tonight.
We're just getting a bit of an echo. I don't know if you've got a radio on or the two of you are sitting side by side, but you might have to separate yourself just a little bit just so that we don't get an echo. Taz, I'm curious, after redshirting for the University of Saskatchewan Huskies football program last season, now you're in your second year. How are you feeling? Stepping into a bigger role this year. How's it feel?
It's good. I got the best team and coaching staff in the country to help support me, so they make it easy to kind of help me on my journey as a football player, and I just couldn't be more grateful that I have the best support group available around me to help me. It's awesome.
So, Jaden, you're one of the vets, fifth year as a Husky. Talk a bit about the program and the coaching staff. What's it like to be a U of S Husky?
I mean, it's truly an honor to wear the S and put the name on the front and the back of the jersey. I mean, we got CFL guys all over the place through our coaching staff on our roster. So every day it's really a battle against ourselves, and we got a high standard in the group.
Can you talk
up against?
Sure, go ahead. Yep.
Sorry, I was just saying it's really easy to get better when you're going up against a bunch of studs every day.
Of course. Can you talk about the balance? You know, people often talk, we get a kick out of course, watching and get super focused on the competitiveness of the football. But you're all student athletes, so you're balancing not only the rigorous schedule that you've got for sport, for playing football, but balancing it with studies. How has that been for you? Maybe I'll stay with you, Jaden, through the years. This is fifth year for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot. It's a big task to take on. But as the years go on, I mean, you get used to it. This is our life. This is what we signed up for at the end of the day. So really, it's just a mindset thing. And at the end of the day, if you want to be the best, you got to make sacrifices. So you got to change the mindset. You got to bunker down and take care of business.
Mm-hmm. Kaz, I'm curious to know, the fans, of course, are always a big factor when you're playing at home. Tonight, we're hoping to see maybe 10,000 plus fans in the stands. How much impact does that have for you, for the team? And do you talk about it as a team? Do you thrive off that?
It's huge, obviously. There's no better feeling than being out there at homecoming and team makes a big play and the crowd goes crazy. It's a great environment to be in. It's something that we expect going in, but yeah, it's great to just have the community come out and support. It's a good feeling to know that Husky fans are in your corner supporting you. It's good stuff.
We're chatting today with Taz Smith-Windsor and Jaden Engel, both football players with the University of Saskatchewan Huskies Football Club. They're in action tonight. UBC Thunderbirds. It's a 7 o'clock start at Griffith Stadium in Nutrien Park, and it's going to be packed tonight. So I'm curious to know, maybe I'll come back, Jaden, to you. Do you set goals for the club, and is it as simple as Vanier Cup? How do you approach the season this early in a new football season?
Yeah, so great question. We break it down. I mean, obviously our goal, especially this year, it's a special year in Regina. So our goal is obviously to be in Regina on November 23rd. But every week we focus on ourselves and we focus on the week at hand. We just want to go 1-0 every week. That's the goal. Every 7 days, we want to go 1-0. We focus on us. We obviously have a great game plan in place with the coaches, but we just be where our 2 feet are and just go 1-0 every week.
What motivates you? I'm going to ask both of you this question. Jaden, I'll start with you. What motivates you every week to be your best as a football player for USASC?
I mean, it's pretty easy to have a lot of motivation when you're on campus and with this community and this support behind you. I mean, we got the best fans in the nation. We have the best coach and staff in the nation. I think we got the best team in the nation. So, I mean, it's real easy to get up every day when you got that support behind your back and just you want to win the day.
Taz, same question.
Yeah, I agree with Jaden too, but for me and for a lot of other guys, I'm sure would say the same thing, is my teammates motivate me. We keep each other accountable on the Huskies, and it's a good brotherhood that we have. So you kind of go out and compete for your teammates and the brothers beside you, and it's yeah, you rely on them, they rely on you, and good things happen when we're all working together as a collective.
Let's get a win tonight, fellas. Great game tonight. Thanks for joining us, Taz and Jaden.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Evan. Appreciate it. Thank you for the community. Let's get 11K. Go, dog!
Good stuff. I love it. Football game tonight. Well, there's actually a couple of games going on tonight. The University of Saskatchewan Huskies taking on UBC Thunderbirds. The Rams also in action tonight against the Alberta Golden Bears. Theirs as a 7 o'clock kickoff at Libel Field as well. So some great university football here in the province. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.